Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Go.
How's that?
Hi.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
Good news just now on the Twitter machine from Fauci. You have a 0.00001% chance of catching Red Sox fever after last night.
You know who will be on the first duck boat if they somehow win the World Series? What? Greg Hill.
Oh, of course. I'm all over that duck boat if they win. Of course.
He'll be like, I called this from day one.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
Do you happen to know the three boats that Columbus used to sail the ocean blue?
Yeah, the Maria, the
what?
I want to say the Pinta.
Pinta?
Maria?
What's the other one? What was it?
There's a word before Maria.
Eight Rings was one of the boats.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
November, kiss your friend's girlfriend at school. December, and I got to give it to them, a pretty catchy slogan. Deck the halls and show your balls.
So you like that one?
Well, I don't like it. I don't think kids should be exposing themselves at school, but it's a catchy slogan.
Is it just me or is Courtney obsessed with nuts?
No.
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
Our own Statler and Waldorf.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Interesting note about OAR. It actually stands for there's nobody of another race at the concert.
Oh, God.
What is wrong with you today?
Oh, he's just stating facts.
It's a Friday,
I got Wiki's contagious.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
How many states are there in America?
I believe there are 51.
Well, good morning from Boylston Street, just steps away from the finish line for the 125th running of the Boston Marathon. And I believe, Ken, the future site of the Christian Vasquez statue, which will be going up sooner than later over
here. What a moment, which there's no chance you saw. Two pictures of you from Fenway. One was the pregame buffet, and then play ball, and then it was nothing.
You went pretty quiet.
You don't know how long I stayed last night. I may have been there till the bitter end. There may have been no way that I could leave Fenway Park last
night. How many innings did you get, honestly?
Give me your over under on how many innings I was there for yesterday.
We call it a Chris Sale, Greg. That's what you had last night.
30 pitches?
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit lower. I'd say about 4.5 innings, 4 2/3.
Six.
You nailed it. I left at the end of the seventh.
Okay.
Because I have a show to do in the morning, right, and I had to get home and prep. But I was in on the whole, I watched the whole game.
Right. At that point, it was 4-2, so you felt good about it.
I did. Listen, getting me out of there is a good thing when it comes to the jinx. I mean, what a game, though.
Unreal.
I mean, Ken, this is a baseball town. We live in a baseball town.
What
do we
a
not?
Night. What a
yes,
great
we
night.
Do.
we do. We
now,
absolutely
new
do.
New edict from the boss man, Laird. Anybody who goes to the suite stays until the games end. I am implementing that.
Oh, oh, you are?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right.
And no doggy bags from the buffet.
Well, quite a night at Fenway Park, afternoon night. That's, well, almost 7 hours. How long did that game go?
Yeah, it was long.
5:14.
5:14. So a long one last night. And we just literally just heard from the Red Sox, Spaz is going to be starting the game tonight from a pitching perspective.
All right, better than Perfect. Sale.
Who do they have left? There's nobody left. Who are they going to pitch
E-Rod
tonight?
E-Rod is starting tonight. I'm serious. E-Rod is starting tonight.
God. Wow, is it?
Yep.
Man.
Easy Eddie. Know.
Pavetta was supposed to, right?
Yeah, Pavetta was supposed to, but
Pavetta was supposed
so
to.
So does that mean if E-Rod starts, is Sill available to come right out of the pen then?
Yep, yep.
Okay, so that's probably what they'll do then?
Well, I got to say, I'm a big Pavetta fan now.
Are you?
And seeing him fired up out there.
Yeah.
It's very rare you see that.
He was fired up. He was absolutely fired up. Well, it is a Patriots Monday. It's an Indigenous Peoples Day.
Greg, you sound fired up today. My God, too much energy.
Let me tell you something, Curtis. I am excited for all those who have been loyal Boston Red Sox fans, and that's not me. So, and somehow the Patriots got a victory. Wiggy has spent the last half an hour talking about how awful this Patriots team is. So, I hope you're ready for that.
I'm on the ledge right now. I'm ready to swan dive off the Tobin.
No.
We are at the Capitol Grill, and they're getting everything set up here on Boylston Street. So it looks like it's going to be – I don't want to take Curtis's job and give you the weather, but it looks like it's going to be a beautiful marathon Monday. So we will bring you all of that action live. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text at any time on the text line, which is 37937. If you cannot listen to the show today on the radio, you can stream it at weei.com, or you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere. And coming up, we'll get to today's leads at 6:20, and then Bill Belichick, thank God, able to join us after a win. I was dreading.
Me too.
Throughout that entire game, I was dreading Bill if they didn't win, if they didn't somehow win that.
But that's an
game.
Ugly win. Yeah. So who knows what type of Bill we get?
Yeah, it's not a moral victory, but you're calling it an ugly win.
Yeah,
right?
It's an ugly win. Yeah,
if he starts it out by saying "Good morning, Greg, Wiggy, Courtney," it's going to be good.
Okay.
If he just says "Good morning," it's not going to be good.
Oh.
Even if he says "Good morning, Greg," and that's it, it's going to be.
Oh, I haven't noticed that. So
that's what I've picked up on.
So if he says everybody's names, then he's in a good mood.
Exactly.
If he doesn't say anybody's names, then he's in a bad mood.
Correct.
All right. Well, I mean, listen, you're on the road.
Wait, how's it going?
You get away. I mean, well, come on. You leave with a get. There's some light somewhere in that tunnel.
And a beat up team.
Houston was beat up. I don't know if you know that.
I know, but the Patriots were too.
I mean, they were beat up too. I don't know if you noticed that as well. They were playing with two. Of their out linemen were out. I know you had four guys that were out, and the third string quarterback. So it's an ugly win. I'm on the edge of the Tobin Bridge with this team because my expectations for them, I thought they were going to win like 11 games. I was like, maybe can they even sneak in 12? But
yeah,
whoo.
Well, thank God they got an easy one this week.
Yeah, that's
shouldn't be an issue. All right, Bill Belichick at 6:30. We will get to the dumbest of the day at around 7:30, and Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 on today's show from the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street on Marathon Monday. Here is Ken Laird and what is trending.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, the Jeep Adventure Day sales event going on right now for all new Ram trucks and Jeep SUVs. 6-4, 13 innings, Red Sox over the Rays, game 3 of the ALDS at Fenway. And 5 hours, 14 minutes, Greg, Vasquez the hero will probably be known for the rule, right? The luck rule.
Yep. Mm.
What a call. In the books, it is rule 5.05A8. If the ball goes off a player and over the fence, the runner is awarded two bases.
And Ken, just to be clear here, I want to give credit where it's due. The second that play happened, before anybody knew what was going on, Greg texted me saying it's A58.42. And he knew it right away.
And further, Greg, you've got to go into the umpire's manual, 5.06BH4. If a player doesn't have possession of the ball two bases from when the pitch is thrown, not where the runner is in motion. But
right.
Either way, it's kind of a, you know, you feel bad for Tampa? Do they get jobbed?
I don't. I mean, if it was done to us, if it was the other way around, we'd be whining about it for centuries.
Right.
But, I mean, it, the only issue I had was is if Renfro is going for that ball,
yeah.
Does that not change that rule, Ken?
If it was intentional, sure it would.
Right. And so did you not see him with his glove essentially over the wall trying to get the ball and then he yanked it back quick? Is there an issue there or no?
Oh, no. I mean, that was pretty far over the wall. I mean, the big thing would be is if he, like, shoveled it over on purpose and he knew the rule book.
Well, I went with the Lou tweet afterwards. Lou said either way they would still win the game 6-5.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they hit that when Vasquez hits that walk-off home run, it's a two-run home run. So, but I get you, Ken. Maybe they, you know, maybe the situation is different if they score. Who knows what Cora does?
Well, the Tampa Bay radio guys thought it was over with Kiermaier's hit. Here was their call of it.
Swing and a drive. Deep right field. Get out of here. Get going. It is off the wall. It's a double.
Oh.
It's a ground rule double, and Yandy's got to go back to third base.
What is wrong with these play-by-play guys? Let it breathe.
Oh, that's tremendous. The home run, the walk-off home run from Christian Vasquez, one of the latest walk-off homers in baseball playoff history. Only the second Sox catcher to do it, Greg, joining Carlton Fisk, game six of the 76 World Series. How about that? And you got to go back.
I called it, too.
You called it?
I did. I was watching the game. I was watching the I was listening to most of it, but I was watching the end of it. And the broadcast said that seven catches have hit walked-off home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And right before he pitched it, I said to myself, make it eight.
If you call it in front of yourself, it didn't happen.
That doesn't count.
Thank you.
So you got to tweet
it. I told my wife that, so, you know.
It still doesn't count.
Okay.
It's like your wife is not allowed to testify against you in court for a reason. Like, okay, so she's always going to side with the husband. I'm sorry, that doesn't count.
First Sox playoff walk-off homer since Manny Ramirez, Game 2 against the Angels in the 07 ALDS. And Cora says it is likely E-Rod tonight, 7:07 your first pitch, 6:07 pregame on the Shaws and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Pivetta obviously a big hero as well for the four shutout innings. Earlier in the day, Patriots down from 22-9 trailing to win at 25-22. Patriots defense, Wiggy, no points, two first downs allowed in the final 28 minutes. Come on, that is encouraging.
Yeah, they bounced back. They started off slow, though.
Well, they got to get Jamie Collins involved. Key sack to help force that punt.
Yeah,
that was good.
Are you going to mention that he got the prorated minimum after spending the weekend and telling me the Patriots had to move all these things to fit him under the cap?
They didn't have cap space. And they won it with four offensive linemen out. That's not easy. Patriots on to Dallas. So it'll be a big game, 4:25 start this week. Bills win on Sunday Night Football. They are 4-1. Upset the Chiefs.
Chiefs 2-3. Mahomes and Mack have the same record, and it's October 11th.
Yeah, Chiefs are kind of meh.
You like that, though, if you're a Pats fan.
They're meh.
You're happy that the Chiefs lost. I mean, you're not going to catch the Bills, but if you're fighting for, you know, a seventh wild card, seventh playoff spot, you want to see the Chiefs lose.
Yeah, the Dolphins lose again, 1-4 for them. Patriots Monday on EEI. Bill Belichick with us at 6:30. Lawrence Guy, who had a key push for that punt block, up with Gresham Keith today. Maloney and Fourier have Mac Jones at 2:30, and that's what's trending.
How dumb was that?
What is?
The punt that hit the guy in the back of the helmet.
So stupid.
Like, I think that's why you win games like that, because you have a great coach and the other guys on that sideline, you're like, what the hell are they doing?
What time does the marathon get underway, Greg? What time do they leave Hopkinton?
I think that the elite runners leave at 8:30, I believe. Is that accurate? That's what somebody said earlier.
I think it is 8:30.
That seems early.
Well, it's usually like 2 hours and 20 minutes is where the winner is, right?
Yeah. Oh. Now, you're
11
somebody
a.m.
who's
early for them to get to the finish line.
Yeah, maybe they leave a little bit later. But you, Wiggy, you told us on Friday you've never watched a marathon, you've never seen.
This is my first experience.
Yeah. You seem to know a lot about it for somebody who said that they've never paid anything.
Well, I mean, I know the person that usually wins, the guy that usually wins, is somewhere around 2 hours and 15-20 minutes.
All right,
it is 8:37 for the pro men and 8:45 for the professional women. So,
yeah,
you're right on the money.
Thank you.
The lead's coming up.
Big marathon guy over here.
Yep.
Big runner.
I've always
Curtis, you know that. You and I are both big runners.
Oh, my God. Well, I saw you actually down in Hopkinton giving them a pep talk, which I thought was nice before they get out
there
this morning.
I came over here and I ran the course early this morning.
Greg was with all the hardos running
before the
show.
Yeah, he ran out of Fenway in the sixth inning.
The losers need people cheering them on.
We'll be right back.
G2, out slot B motion Cobra. Z9, flood ride, Zero Elephant. 4-9er X-Wing, Zeppelin Leprechaun. Listen, football plays can be complicated. Investing can be the same way. This is Matt Light here to tell you that Putnam Investments gives financial advisors comprehensive strategies to help better understand and maneuver in today's market so they can better serve you. Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
You've trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Time for the weather with Curtis from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center.
Currently 62 degrees and cloudy in Boston. A nice day for the marathon. And first pitch, cloudy skies, 61 degrees tonight at 7.
Your New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots, has your tickets. You can be there from Foxborough to the away games. With Ace Ticket's 200% guarantee, you never have to worry. You'll always get the best seats at the best prices. Ace Tickets has your seats to all Boston sports, concerts, and theater. Ace also buys tickets, so if you have tickets, let us know. Ace Ticket makes it so easy. Visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. New England Patriots captain Matthew Slater for AdCare.
My first experience with addiction was actually with a family member. I was very young at the time. I didn't really understand, but I knew that it really rocked my family to the core. Thank God that family member got the help that they needed. Sometimes you get yourself backed into a corner and feel like you've got to do it alone, but I think it's important for those people that are in that situation right now in their lives to understand they don't have to do it alone. You know, you can make it through this. You can get back on track.
Speak up, reach out, get help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit AdCare.com.
Toyota's all-wheel drive vehicles not only conquer the elements, Toyota conquers many of its competitors by sheer selection. You see, Toyota has no less than 14 different all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive models for you to choose from, like the powerful Camry all-wheel drive, or the versatile Prius with electric all-wheel drive, or the sophisticated Highlander all-wheel drive, or the advanced Highlander hybrid all-wheel drive, or the adventure-seeking RAV4 all-wheel drive, or the fast RAV4 hybrid or RAV4 Prime all-wheel drive, or the luxurious Venza hybrid all-wheel drive. These are just a handful of Toyota's all-wheel drive vehicles with winter conquering credentials. See and learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota's 14 model lineup of all-wheel drive vehicles. They not only conquer the elements, but also many competitors due to sheer selection. So contact your New England Toyota dealer for your winter-ready all-wheel drive Toyota today. Your New England Toyota dealer, your all-wheel drive headquarters. Toyota, let's go places.
There's no season better than football season. And there's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of the New England Patriots. To add to the thrill, DraftKings has millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs every week. So head to the app now and check it out. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy football is easy to play. Just pick 9 players, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for yards, touchdowns, receptions, and so much more. There's no better way to put your football knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code PATS to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes every week. That's promo code PATS to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes every week. Only at DraftKings.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hey, this is Nick Fitzy-Stevens today on behalf of Zooty, and we're talking with Jim Nolan, the Chief Operating Officer of Kraft Sports and Entertainment. From your IT people, what comments have you heard them make about their interactions with Zooty and the Vinyl platform?
One of the things I love about Zooty is, you know, whenever you're trying to do a new technology or a new thing, you have to build consensus, because if you believe in it but no one else believes in it, it's not going to work. Our IT department has embraced Zooty's technology. They find it just as easy as I do and just as successful. But as importantly, all of our business leaders embrace Zooty technology. They understand that if they have a good idea that technology can make better, that Zuti can get it to them fast and, most importantly, cost-effective. Zuti's products are up to 80% cheaper, from what I've seen, than some traditional development methodologies.
See what Zuti can do for your business. Get your free trial at Zuti.com. That's Zuti.com. Zuti. What did you do last week?
Trivia is back at the Nines. Visit the 99 restaurant every Thursday night in the bar for 59-cent bone-in wings and to play trivia for a chance to win 99 gift cards and other great prizes. The 99, always the real deal.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for...
Ken, is that Linkin Park?
Nice job. Very nice.
Chester Bennington is the lead singer of that band.
Mm-hmm. We're stalling now.
I'm trying to remember the title of the song.
Ugly Lies.
What?
Ugly Lies.
Ugly Lies?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the name of the song.
I don't know. It sounds like it could be the name of the song.
I was like, damn, deep cut for Wiggy.
It brings me one step closer to the edge.
One step closer.
All right. Thank you,
for your Boston Red Sox, Greg, one step closer today.
They are one step closer. You got to find somebody to pitch other than E-Rod tonight. Please, God, not E-Rod.
Please, God, no.
All right. The leads are brought to you this morning by Subaru. October is Subaru Loves Pets Month. Find out how you can help return the love that pets give to us all month long with Subaru. You can get details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And we are about 10 minutes away from Bill Belichick, who will join us on a Patriots Friday. But first, here is Ken with his lead this morning.
Quick lead from me, Greg. Schwarber yesterday. What a joy to watch amidst all this stuff. To be able to mock himself for not being able to throw a ball to the pitcher covering first base.
That was great.
You have got to sign this guy. He is the anti-E-Rod, right? You're going to have E-Rod, Easy Eddie tonight. Schwarber is a perfect fit for this town. That is the Cam Newton contract, Wiggy. Lock him up, whatever it takes.
I like him.
Yeah, you're right. You should. I mean, he's up at bat, and you're expecting a Schwarbaum every time he's up there. The guy,
I love it. Schwarbaum, great.
Okay,
that is awesome.
Right. Are you Greg Bob?
Who said that
already?
To you? Somebody said that to him in the suite last night. And he's like, I got to make that.
Maybe I made that.
I like that. We should get T-shirts like that. Schwarbaum.
I heard Danielle's going to be ordering 15 Schwarbaums when she arrives.
I like that.
How do you know I didn't make that up myself?
I don't know.
Because it was funny.
All right. Great point, Ken. Curtis, good morning.
What a great weekend. No bad mood for me today, everybody. Yesterday is why this is the best time to be a football fan in Boston. Simultaneously, you get to see the future, growing pains, bleeding on his jersey, orchestrating his first comeback in the NFL, and... you get to see Tom Brady throw for over 400 yards and 5 touchdown passes as the Bucs destroyed the Dolphins. But he hurt his thumb. I'm a little concerned. Great day to watch football. I don't think the Patriots are good this year, but they have their future, and it's fun to watch. So enjoy both while you can.
All right, Curtis. Thank you. Courtney?
Good morning. I don't think anybody could watch that Red Sox game last night and not have this new sense of passion in the postseason. And I think that you probably felt it since you were in the building, but if you were still slacking after the game, Pedro Martinez took to Twitter. And if there's one guy that could really fire a crowd up, it's this guy. He said, I've been in emotional games and all sorts of roller coasters, but I would have had a hard time comparing what we went through with what you guys have gone through. He goes on and on. I am all in on this Red Sox team. I think that there is some type of sparkle, some type of mystic feeling in the air, and I think that they're going all the way.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yep, there you have it.
There's a sparkle.
Because I don't have a jinx yet. Okay. I know that you do, but I don't.
Yeah, no, you don't have a jinx.
Nope.
No, there's some kind of a sparkle.
There's a sparkle. Yeah. 2013 all over again.
Yeah,
I mean,
you look at Kike Hernandez. I can't believe we talked about this game in the leads and didn't talk about his apps. You talk about Schwarbaum.
Yeah.
His bomb last night was still in the air.
Yes. All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, so I need to be talked off the ledge a little bit because yesterday was an ugly win. And for us Pats fans, Curtis, I know it's about you say it's the future, but no, we live in the moment here as Pats fans, and it's about is this team good enough to get to the playoffs? And you were able to go down there and get a win, but I call it an ugly win. But I need that signature win that will make me go, this team can get to the postseason. Maybe that'll be this Sunday versus a very, very good Dallas Cowboys team at home. But that's what I need to be, like I said, before I do a swan dive off the Tobin Bridge.
All right. Well, hopefully you will get it on Sunday. I know it's not frequent that my lead involves food.
No. Nope.
However, I did want to ask where, with Halloween a week and a half away or whatever it is, 2 weeks, where do you stand on candy corn?
Ugh. All
I mean, it's whatever. I'll eat it. I don't mind it.
No. Curtis?
Not a fan.
Ken?
I'm out. Nope.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It's kind of useless. I will say, however, that there is a store in Madison, Wisconsin, which has made news for creating a bratwurst infused with candy corn.
Ugh.
Does anything sound more disgusting than bratwurst infused with candy corn?
No.
I don't think so.
That sounds disgusting.
The new Spooktoberfest brats are made with Lake Louie Brewing Oktoberfest beer and candy corn. Here is an employee who got to try the bratwurst infused with candy corn and their thoughts after.
Definitely hesitant at first. You know, I didn't know how well that would go over. I don't really like candy corn, so, you know, four pieces max for me, and then I'm done with it. So, you know, I was a little hesitant at first, but, you know, just what the heck, why not?
Why do they bother with the chocolate candy corn that has like like it all tastes the same? It's not, there's no taste to candy corn.
You want to get
it's outrageous. It really is. There should be an investigation.
It tastes like liquid sugar.
You want to get an employee to speak on your new creation, and yes, you're like, let's pick the guy who's not big on candy corn talk about this new product involving candy corn.
It's a waste. It's a waste of society. Candy corn is a waste of society's time and money. I just want to be clear on that, Curtis.
The texture too, it's like wax.
It's an absolute waste of time. All right, do not give it to the kids either. They feel, believe me, when they leave, they feel defeated if they got candy corn from you. They don't want it either. All right, those are the leads this morning from the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street. It is Marathon Monday, and we will be back with Bill Belichick on a Patriots Monday.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Broadcasting from the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, just steps away from the finish line for the 125th running of the Boston Marathon. It is a Patriots Monday, and Bill Belichick is brought to you by the Massachusetts General Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Also by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in the sexual health of men. You can visit them at northeastmenshealth.com. And by Zooty, build any app your company needs in 1 week. Just visit Zooty.com for details. And Bill Belichick joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Must
be exciting down there. Marathon Monday in October.
What? It is.
MLB playoffs is quite a it's quite a day.
Well, Wiggy says that elite runners are not athletes, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And running a marathon in 2 hours is pretty impressive.
Wiggy, I'm guessing Wiggy wasn't really a runner during the brief time that you two spent together.
I would not say he has the marathon athlete build. But, you know, that's all right. We all have our strengths and we all have our weaknesses.
Speaking of MLB and the Red Sox, Alex Cora called your text the highlight of his year. I was wondering what you said that basically led to the back-to-back Red Sox wins, Bill.
Oh, I don't know about that. Alex, you know, we've been friends for a while and really respect what he does and what he's brought to the Sox. So I've enjoyed our relationship and looks like he's doing fine. He's got a good team and they've played well and, you know, got a big win tonight.
I wouldn't mind getting a motivational text from you every once in a while. I don't know if you, like, before the show starts. Is that something, do you do that?
I don't even have your contact information. I know that must be a top secret, but I can't even get that. I got to go through three people to get in touch with you.
Wow. Bill, you don't use emojis when you text. I don't see you as an emoji guy.
What are those?
Well, give him your number.
Yeah, you got to send that number.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, go ahead, Wiggy.
Bill, when you look at yesterday's game, you got to give that O-line a lot of credit. Four new guys on the offensive line. They only gave up one sack. You were able to run the ball for 126 yards and about 4.2 yards per carry. How'd you feel that the O-line played in that game, especially with basically four guys getting in their first piece of, you know, action?
Yeah, I thought they really competed well. Wiggy, they, one of the kind of good things about it was we knew what it was going to be all week. So, you know, we really had a chance to practice it and work it. But, Ted's played a lot of football for us. So, and so does James. You know, they know our system as well as anybody. And then Yadni and Justin did a good job for us at tackle. Mac did a nice job of, you know, getting the ball out on time. And Josh and the offensive staff, you know, I thought did a really good job of, you know, managing the game and doing things that didn't put us, unnecessarily at risk. And we executed, you know, a lot of them pretty well. Certainly could have been better, but not bad.
Bill, Jamie Collins contributed to this team right away. What's been the best thing that he brings to this defense?
It's good to have Jamie back. We'll, you know, see how it goes going forward. But he was able to, give us a little rotation and depth to our linebacker situation. Some of those guys are, you know, a little banged up. Juwan didn't play last week. But he was able to, you know, come back this week and, Kyle missed a little time earlier in the season, so missed the Jet game. So it's good to have a little depth there.
Bill, what do you end up doing as far as addressing maybe a ball control issue with Damian Harris?
Well, we just got to take care of the ball better offensively, period. We had bad balls on the ground. We've had DBs with their hands on the balls. Some of them they've caught, some of them they haven't, but in general, we've been working on that since the first day of spring. It's number one thing for us, and we just gotta keep doing a better job of it.
Bill, one of the things that you always talk about is situational football. It seems like you guys had some struggles on opening drives defensively where you're allowing points. What do you think are some of the issues that you have to clean up?
Yeah, well, actually, that was more of an issue on offense until yesterday. In yesterday's game defensively, it was the second and long situations that they got the third down, and then there was a third down conversion. So a couple of short yardage plays, start off with a penalty on third down, gave up a red area third down touchdown, which is, you know, it happened twice in a New Orleans game. So we just didn't play well enough on third down, well, or on second and long in that opening drive. And then third down was a problem, you know, again, and in the second half it was better. So, you know, again, just I'd say kind of the theme of the year, really, consistency and, you know, doing things at a good level, you know, for all 60 minutes, not just part of the game, whether it's the beginning or the end, whatever it is, just doing it for 60 minutes.
Bill, we've talked a lot on this show about how much the game has changed. I mean, as a head coach, looking at Jonathan Jones in particular, he tweeted after the game, "I pray for the day you can actually tackle a QB again." How much have you seen change in the game when it comes to contact with the quarterback?
Well, I think the rules all reflect that. You know, the league, you know, is taking player safety, you know, to a much different level than it was at other points in the NFL's history, and rules that cover defenseless receivers and contacting the quarterback and so forth are, you know, definitely part of the game that wasn't there, you know, when I came into the league. But that's been an evolution to the game that I think's been good. We changed a cut blocking rule this year, so they've kind of done little things every year to, you know, to look at the player safety, and nothing more important than the health of the players, and nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. But unfortunately, that's one of the realities of this sport. But to minimize that, you know, is a good thing. But I understand the frustration of, you know, players at times feeling that they, you know, can't play as physically as they want to. So that's especially when you've been brought up playing it one way, and, you know, then it goes a different way. I hope that at some point the NFL and college football could, you know, have the same rules on things like targeting and, you know, those personal foul penalties and everything, so that as players learn how to, you know, learn the techniques and get instructed in college on how to, what is and what isn't legal contact and so forth, that those rules eventually would be the same in the National Football League. Whatever they end up being, whatever the right thing to do is, but, you know, I think it's hard to reteach some of that, and, you know, like I said, it'd be nice if it was all the same.
Bill, what have you learned from coaching Mac that you didn't know about him prior to drafting him?
Well, I didn't know anything about draft before we drafted him because I'd never worked with him before. So, I mean, other than just being at his pro day at Alabama, which you can't really count that. So, yeah, it's, you know, that's the kind of thing you learn with every player as they go through their career, where they start and as they develop and what their comfort level is with certain things. And as you continue to add new things and new situations come up, you learn more about players every time you work with them.
Bill, you talk about consistency. One player, it seems like he's been pretty consistent, has been Matt Judon. He's got 5.5 sacks for the first 5 weeks of the season. What makes him a unique player? It seems like he can do a little bit of everything. What would you say makes Matt such a real, such a good player?
Well, Matt's a smart player. He's instinctively, you know, very good, like a lot of our other linebackers are. Certainly, you know, Hightower being that category, and Bentley and Van Noy. I mean, like that, but, you know, very instinctive player. He's strong. He's explosive. He's got good acceleration. You know, so when you combine speed and power against really any blocker, I mean, that's a tough combination when you're able to, you know, use both of those along with instinctively having an idea of anticipation of what, you know, what the play is or what's coming. Or what isn't coming based on things you can eliminate. So I think all those are strengths of Matt's.
Stephon Gilmore, now a Carolina Panther. How hard is it to separate from such a talented guy, especially when you have to face him week 9?
Well, that's kind of the business side of the NFL. So we already talked about that, and, you know, we moved on. Think the world of Steph. Appreciate everything he did here.
Bill, one of the things you talked about is the rules and coaching. You know, I've kind of noticed with the screen game, you guys like to run a lot of screen games. that you're now no longer able to cut outside. How has that changed the way that maybe the linemen or some of those receiver screens that used to be able to cut guys down in the past, how has that changed your philosophy or your coaching style into what guys need to do differently?
Yeah, I think it's been a significant change, Jermaine. As you know, a lot of teams, and we've done this at times too on certain plays where really the play is to cut a defender, and defensively, you know, those tackles that are pulling around like we had on that toss play in the fourth quarter that Brandon ran. You know, it changes the game for the secondary not being able to, you know, aggressively take on the pulling lineman. They have to, you know, as you said, find a different way to deal with them. So, but, you know, those rules are similar to the kickoff coverage rules where you can't block below the waist or you can't cut block on kickoff coverage. You can't cut the blockers that are coming to block you, you know. So it's a similar type of situation where you just have to learn how to play those, defend against those blocks and block on your feet without the cut blocks. So it's really, those plays have taken on the same, I would say, coaching principles as kickoff and kickoff return do, where you're not allowed to block below the waist on those plays. So they're space plays where it's really about, you know, position leverage and then ultimately being able to drop your weight and hold your ground, whichever side of the play you're on, blocking side or the defending side.
Is Dak the toughest quarterback you've had to prepare for this season so far, Bill?
Well, again, there are a lot of great players in this league, but you really have to prepare for an entire team. You just can't prepare for one guy. So, you know, there are a lot of things that Dallas does well, just like there's a lot of things that Tampa does well, just like there's a lot of things that Houston does well. So you have to totally prepare for each team and defend those players, that they have out there and the schemes that they run. But, I mean, I don't think we'll see anybody better than Tom Brady, but, you know, Dak does some things that Tom doesn't do. Tom does some things that Dak doesn't do. The players, the skill players are different. The line's different. So, you know, it's really about defending a team, not just one person, although you have to be aware of individual player skills. I'm not saying that, but it's still the team concept that you have to deal with.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to work and get working on next week, and great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next Monday, Bill.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll have fun there at Marathon Monday, and we'll all be watching tonight, too.
All right. Go Sox. Thank you, Bill.
There you go.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
All right, Bill Belichick, we will take a quick break. We'll be right back on Marathon Monday, Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.